Center of Iowa.
Keith Murphy.
Just a big, hairy American winning machine.
And he fails.
I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
It's the Murph and Andy Show.
Shoots a three and got it.
Powered by AD.
British young Cinderella.
On 1460.
KXNO.
And now 106.3 FM.
It's Wednesday on the Murph and Andy Show, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 FM, sports and more. Glad to have you with us here as the temperature begins its climb along with the humidity. Gosh, AD, it's going to be hot here in a couple of days.
Yes,
we're going over 100 again with humid.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at next week, but Ragbri starts, I think, this weekend and runs through next week.
Just another sign why I shouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness. Exactly. That'll be a sticky bike trip across Iowa. Let's get to the one at one on a Wednesday.
The one at one.
One.
With Murph and Andy, powered by Kaburski Brothers Lawn Care.
For the second time this year, think about it, the Bucks win the world championship. This time it's basketball.
Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
That is the Bucks Radio Network, I'm assuming.
It is.
That is some excitement right there. 50 years in between championships for the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks with a K, not like the Tampa Bay Bucks. I don't think the Des Moines Bucks won a championship. They didn't quite get there.
No,
but it's a year of the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, if you're any other team with Bucks,
you can have antlers or a patch over your eye.
Are you the Buckeyes? Maybe the Ohio State will win. I guess that'll technically be next year, though.
They are, again, the heavy favorites to win the Big Ten, assuming you're talking football.
Yes.
I figured you were. it's Giannis's world.
Yeah,
we're just living in it. Giannis Antetokounmpo might be the most likable superstar in the world. He made a lot of inroads for anybody paying attention. Not that he was trying to. He's been the same guy. When we were first introduced to him back in Greece, this was the small guy, small relative to where he is now, but a guy with skills that has just had this NBA dream that was hoping to make enough money, and whatever money he did make, he sent it back to his family, had this great nickname, the Greek Freak. And then he grew.
He grew by a lot.
But as a grown man, he grew like 3 inches and put on all this weight. And he, gosh, what a finals he had. And we have to remind ourselves, he missed 2 games with an injury during these playoffs. And then had that hyperextended knee. And people were predicting a Sun sweep. There are people calling for the Bucks coach to be fired.
Yeah, the thought going into the finals was, even making him questionable was just a decoy to make the Suns think that he might play, but he's actually out for the kind of like Kawhi with the Clippers. He was actually going to be out for the rest of the season. He came back and put together one of the great finals in NBA history.
Yeah, we've learned if there's any chance he's out, go ahead and count him out. But Giannis is like the opposite. You can see his knee bend at an impossible angle. He's still in. He's in. I think he started with like 42 or 43 points and 18 rebounds or something with a hyperextended knee. They lost that game.
They did.
And they lost game two.
And that's why a lot of people, myself included, thought, well, this is over for the Bucks. Because if you have Giannis playing that well and you can't get a win, you're screwed. And then they go and win the next four.
Unanimous finals MVP, 50 points in the closeout game. That matches the all-time record. I think he shares it with Bob Pettit. Jordan had 45 once, but 50 in the game that decides the NBA Finals, that ties a record. The past 3 seasons, Giannis is league MVP, league MVP, finals MVP by unanimous vote.
I asked him throwdowns yesterday, you know, if he pulled this off last night, and not knowing he was going to put up 50, is he now the greatest player alive? Like, is he currently the best player in the NBA? And I think certainly he is. I don't know how you can make the argument that he's not. Kevin Durant is great, and you know, other guys will vie for that spot next year. But as we sit here today, Giannis is the best basketball player alive. And what he has done for himself and his career and kind of his reputation over the last week and a half, And not even that. I guess not even what he's done. I guess what we've learned about him, what we've come to appreciate about him, as you said at the beginning, he's one of the most likable superstars I can remember, and he has just launched to another level with this title.
I don't know him. I saw him play in Ames. I think you did too.
Yeah. I was closer to him than you are to me right now.
He looked bigger than I
certainly
did.
Didn't
he? I don't know him, and I'm always a little cautious to pretend or to think that I know someone's character. But we've got a 10-year track record with this guy of just doing the kind of things you would want your superstar to do. Stay in Milwaukee when you can go somewhere else and join a couple of other guys and win a championship, probably somewhat easily somewhere else. He didn't do that. He stayed in Milwaukee. People thought for sure he was leaving. He stayed, which gives hope to small market teams, you know, the Timberwolves of the world and teams like that. It's like you get a guy. You don't have to be Anthony Davis, who got out of New Orleans as fast as he could because he didn't think he could do it there. Or even Kevin Durant, who's undeniably an incredible talent and had a huge part in those championships that he did win. But he didn't stay in a place that he thought he's going to have to grind it out, find a way to do it. I mean, the Bucks did this with their guys, with their own guys. This gives hope to other small markets. It's not going to happen most of the time, but it still can happen, and he did not take the easy way out. Everybody says that's what they want, and that's what he did.
Yeah, and he doesn't have another superstar on his team. I mean, when was the last NBA team to win a championship with one superstar? Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, there's a lot of good players on that team.
Yeah, they're really good.
He's the only star on that team.
And if he does what he did last night, which is hit free throws.
Yes.
I mean,
watch out.
Yeah, that's the hole in his game, because inside he's a force we haven't seen probably since Shaq. Also, so much more than just what he's done on the court. But we played this, want to replay it again, because it's such a great comment. I played it for my son who plays sports. I just love it. This is Giannis on ego versus pride versus humility.
When you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. We were able to beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there and enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to, like, how you say, perfect it.
Master
it. Master it. And it's been working so far.
Yes, it has.
Yes.
Staying in the moment. And we were talking about this Monday because my son Colin was in an AAU tournament, and they got up by 22 points, I think, in a medal game for the bronze medal, and they started ignoring all of this. I mean, they were having fun.
Yeah.
They weren't being jerks or anything, but they started launching
human nature
40-foot threes.
Yeah.
And not playing defense. They ended up losing. And they're teenagers, but that's what he's talking about here. The pros do this sometimes too. The pride or the ego gets in the way of just being in the moment and doing what you can do. And what a great message that was. And here's Giannis Antetokounmpo on winning one for a small market that believed in a skinny kid 8 years ago.
That's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still won. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way. And we did it. We did it, man.
And again, this is his second language. I mean, how many of us speak a second language fluently? I would guess he probably speaks more than two languages.
Yeah, probably.
But it's pretty good English, and he's learned the F-bomb. He's got that down.
Yes, he has.
See, you go to the bleep there. And he's only 26. I mean, we've known about him for nearly 10 years now, but he's only 26. I mean, contrast that with Chris Paul, 37?
Yeah.
Still really effective?
He's coming into his prime.
Yeah, he is.
As a basketball player. That's scary.
You know, you can go somewhere like Anthony Davis did, or at times that LeBron has done, or as Durant has done, but they will never be revered in one place like Giannis now is in Milwaukee.
They'll build a statue of him outside that arena.
It doesn't have to win another championship. Nope. Can even somehow stop playing this effectively, and he will always be beloved for doing this.
Could probably go to a super team in 5 years or whenever his contract is up, win another championship somewhere else, and still be this revered in Milwaukee for staying there through that first big contract and bringing them a championship.
It's a cool story. And the guy even knows what to order the day after a championship when he's on a Zoom call.
Can I have a 50-piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink. No ice. Half Sprite, half lemonade.
Right, half Sprite, half lemonade. Now, that's not quite the Arnold Palmer.
It's not. It should be. Maybe it's the Giannis.
Where is that? Is that Chick-fil-A?
Yep. He's ordering at Chick-fil-A.
He wants 50 for 50.
He's on Instagram Live. He tells the girl who's standing out there to take his order, hey, can I put you on camera? She's like, sure. There's 150,000 people watching right now.
Do you remember, what's it been? Gosh, it was on the show here. We talked about it. Some restaurant in Milwaukee, he came in. This is one of the first times we praised him. And they apparently didn't recognize him, but said, we don't have any tables available. It'll be like an hour wait or something. And he didn't, do you know who I am or anything like that. He just thanked him and left. But like as he left, other people were like, you know, it's Giannis, right?
Right.
And they didn't.
My table.
Yeah, that it was just another cool thing. Like, oh, he just goes out to eat. And if there's a wait, he expects to wait in it. He doesn't expect to be brought. He doesn't expect to go sit his own tequila bottle under his chair.
I imagine there's going to be stories that come out, you know, from all of this as he's now more and more famous. But one of the ones I've seen today was his rookie season. He goes to Western Union. He sends all of his money back to Greece to his family. He grew up poor in Greece. Sends all of his money back, and his credit card doesn't work when he tries to get a cab to the arena for practice. And it's cold, it's Milwaukee, so he starts running to the arena. This couple sees him, this giant guy running, they pull over, they give him a ride because he said, thank you for saving me. I just sent all of my money back to Greece and now my credit card won't work, so I couldn't get a ride to the arena.
Yeah, don't change. It's going to be hard not to change, but that's really cool. The Deer District, by the way, just absolute chaos there. 60,000 plus. And that looked fun. I'm too old now to do that because I don't know if this caught your eye at all, but I'm looking for porta potties.
Yes.
And I saw like two. Yes. And I'm like, I'm not getting in that crowd.
Nope. Because
you know people are just peeing down their leg or looking
for.
But yeah, there's no way that the amount of porta potties they had there was sufficient for that crowd.
The amount of beer going through that crowd.
Yeah,
and the amount of time they were out there, it's just the simple math doesn't add up.
It's not raining. What's that? I feel it's a guy next to you. Now look out for that. Chris Paul denied a championship again. He is the first player to lose four best of seven series, went up two games to none.
Wow!
So that's not good. That's not all his fault, of course, or even his fault in this case. He's going to have a hard time getting to that level that he wants to without a championship. There's something unfair about that, I'm sure, but that is going to be part of his legacy unless he finds a way to win at age, what will he be, 38 next season, and he'll have options. We'll see where he ends up. I'm sure there's a chance he could join the Lakers.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's buddies.
Be looking for a title.
With LeBron.
Buddies with LeBron.
But, yeah, that's he left without shaking hands. I would expect that most people on the court understand this under the circumstances. I don't like to see it. I like to see the sportsmanship. I would teach my kid, you know, don't do that. Shake their hands. They beat you fair and square. That's a great team. Do the right. But He's clearly crushed.
You can imagine the emotion of it.
Sometimes we overreact to this, and then we hear the guy went into the locker room and told everybody after they cooled off a little bit.
When the Lakers got beat by the Suns in these playoffs, LeBron did that, and then there were pictures of he and Devin Booker exchanging jerseys in the locker room after the game. And
good example there. Monty Williams, by the way, the head coach of the Suns, just all class. Yeah. That's another guy that I've come to really respect and appreciate the way he handles himself.
And there's a clip of him kind of right at the end of his press conference where he's asked, you know, have you been able to process this yet? You know, what's this like? And, you know, in a minute long clip, he says about six words and you just see all the emotion on his face and he's trying to process it in the moment, but he really can't. And ultimately doesn't have a whole lot to say. He just kind of gets up and walks away. But
went to the locker room and congratulated the Bucks.
Yeah, it's got to be so hard to lose a championship like that.
Well, it's time to go for the green on KXNO. You can win $1,000 right now by texting the keyword BILLS to 200-200. That's BILLS to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
We'll find out what's bugging Andy next. It could be what happened.
Deep experience.
Fairway Online Shopping. That's right. Add or coming soon to your local Fairway. You can now shop online for curbside pickup at your local Fairway. Visit shop.fairway.com to send us your order today. We can't wait.
It's time for Murph and Andy's Play of the Day.
Yeah, swings and it's a ground ball. Fair ball. Fair ball into the right field corner. This is going to drive in two. Happ is going to have a triple. Nope, he's going to stop at second. A two-run double. Cubs lead. Cubs lead 7-6.
On 1460 AM
and 106.3 FM, this is KXNO.
It's awesome, baby!
Cubs come from behind in the ninth at Busch Stadium to stun the Cardinals. Andy, is that what's bugging you?
I could pretty much easily go with that one, right? That was a lot of fans calling that the worst loss of the season. Well, they've had some bad losses. It's not a great Cardinals team, but God, up 6-1.
I saw Jeff Angelo in the lobby. He couldn't help but talk to me about it. He's like, I just can't believe that happened.
It was terrible. Error, bad walks, some questionable pitching decisions. You know, your veteran catcher who gets a passed ball and then can't seem to get his relievers settled. That could end up being... I don't think Mike Schilt's going to lose his job now, but at the end of the season, if they decide to get rid of him, I think people will look back to that game and say, okay, we got to move on from here. That's just unacceptable.
We talked.
Fans were like, there was like a... At the end of the game, you could hear cheers from the smattering of Cub fans in the stands, but for the most part, you just heard like this. It sounded like you were at a zoo or something and were like... Just cat calls, just people just grimacing in pain in the stands.
Oh, you could hear the groans?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, it groans. Oh, you're just yelling, and it just didn't sound healthy.
We talked with the one at one about the Bucks. Small market Bucks are the NBA champions, and it probably came across a little over the top, our praise of Giannis, but he's just so refreshing. This guy, you can make the case, the best player in the NBA, the most impactful player in the NBA right now, league MVP, unanimous finals MVP in three seasons. But the intangibles of the, you know, the pride versus ego versus humility, the guy who sent all his early money, back to his family, the guy who refused to just go join a super group and
just going to live in downtown Milwaukee.
Stayed in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm.
Live in the city, in downtown, near the arena.
And it's cold there, man. Mm-hmm. You think it's cold here, Milwaukee.
Colder than Greece. Yeah, there's no doubt. Not bad for a guy drafted right behind Shabazz Muhammad.
How's Shabazz Muhammad doing this season?
You look at the 2013 draft, and right there reminds you of what a crapshoot that is. Total crapshoot. I mean, you get this generational star in the middle of the first round, didn't have any college experience, nobody knew anything about him. Seemed like a serious reach, a project, and he's like the only one that's worked out.
Michael Jordan went behind Sam Bowie.
Yeah, I mean, this was a real... If this isn't the most inspired pick ever in the NBA draft, I mean, it's in the running. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that franchise, and the way that they stuck with him. I mean, if you look at his first really four seasons, I mean,
it was a project.
Total project. I mean, I think he averaged 6 points his first season. Bucks won 15 games his first year.
And just won the title by staying the course, too. Mm-hmm.
Building around him.
Jeez. It's a great story.
They lost some guys. There's no doubt.
Opened a new building because when I was in Milwaukee for the NCAA tournament, when Chris Williams famously asked at Real Chili, what's good here? And the guy said, Chili. That was the old arena.
Yeah, the Bradley Center.
The new one was being it was up, but they hadn't opened it yet. They opened it the next year, so man, they've got a good thing going there. That Deer District was bananas.
Well, and then for the last, I don't know, 2-3 years, they've been selling, really since Giannis won the first MVP, they've been selling tickets like mad, just round the clock, and that whole ticket department that kind of reminded you of the Iowa State ticket office and marketing department, is they just are beating every single bush trying to take advantage of the lightning they knew they had in a bottle, and it worked. And it's a small market, it's a forgettable franchise, or has been for a while, but it only takes one player like this. I mean, they may never come along, but I mean, think of all the teams that were forgettable until a certain player arrived or a certain coach arrived, and then everything turned.
And he's a made man now. He's a beloved legend for life in Milwaukee.
Yeah, how many guys in the NBA are truly exciting? I mean, really exciting on both ends of the floor.
He's one of them, that's for sure. Murph and Andy Show, it is 1:28 p.m. here on a Wednesday, 1460 KXNO, 106.3 FM. The Fort Dodge results from yesterday's WCI Pools and Spas quickie poll of these choices, what comes to mind first when hearing the name Fort Dodge? State softball, which is going on at the time, that might bring a heightened awareness, is the easy winner. Taco Tico was second. I saw John Sears asking for somebody to please bring him a delivery last night because they covered 10 games.
Yeah, stuck over at the field.
Yeah, just like, could somebody swing by? No one brought Mr. Sound off Taco Tico. Tom Thumb, third. Homemade desserts there, among other treats. State cross country, a distant fourth with just 9%.
Yeah, state softball is the reason you go, but the restaurants are the reason you don't mind.
Yeah, and you're looking for something you don't have in your own town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there are Taco Ticos and other places. I think there's Mason City. I think there's a Taco Tico.
Suddenly the trip to Mason City doesn't sound so bad anymore.
All right, so today is Marshalltown, and AD, you asked for feedback. I have no doubt that you got it. I haven't had a chance to look.
Yeah, but I got a lot.
Okay, so you've narrowed it down to four choices. And let me just say, leaving off blank was really stupid of you.
I appreciate that.
But let's hear your choices.
Of these choices, which comes to mind first when hearing Marshalltown? Is it Taylor's Made Right? High school baseball? We're kind of encompassing Jeff Clement and the former site of the state tournament.
Yeah, they had a little league team, for those who can remember, that went all the way to the World Series.
The Roundhouse or Zeno's Pizza?
This is not close for me, not even close.
Can I guess?
Yep. Go ahead.
It's Taylor's Made, right?
It is Taylor's Made. Easily.
That loose me.
One of my very favorite restaurants in the whole state.
Now, that's not actually the first one, right? We've been corrected
on
that.
Not the first one. No, okay. I think the first one is in the Quad Cities. Was in the Quad Cities where I actually came from. The canteen down in Ottumwa is really, really old too. But Taylor's, first of all, the Taylor family is so fun. Sandy Taylor Short, who is kind of the mother of Don and Dave, who are really fun guys. Don Short owns West End Architectural Salvage here in town, and he's nuts. But his mom is wonderful, and it's so fun to see her there when you go there. And it's just so simple. I mean, it's this great big cast iron cooker from God knows how old this thing is. I mean, it's so seasoned. They just cook all this ground beef in there, and it gets down like to the consistency of rice. It's so broken up, and it doesn't have any sauce on it. It's just it's just ground beef. It's got some salt, I think. That's it. So maybe some pepper. But just in that seasoned cooker, they scoop that out, put it on a bun, and they put, you know, mustard and pickles on it, and it's just out of sight. It's so good. Nobody eats ketchup with it.
It's mustard and pickle. That's the standard?
And onion. Okay. Some onions on there, too. You can have it however you want. But some people will go in there, and they'll say, this will not appeal to you, but they'll say, give me two made rights wet.
Wet?
They want the ones with the extra grease.
Oh, wow.
Like from the bottom of the cooker.
Like, I love wet fries. That's with gravy. I mean, that's all. This is not
really gravy. Yeah, it's the grease that's unevaporated from the bottom, but it's they're fantastic. I mean, you can get those things and let them sit for 3 hours, and they're still great.
You know who loved made rights? Our late friend, the legendary Jim Zobel.
Hey there, it's legendary Jim Zobel, and I just got done devouring a delicious made right sandwich. Man, oh man, I love that loose meat and those onions and pickles and all that mustard. I love it, I love it, I love it. I love made right so much, I had my cleaning lady buy me 1,000 made rights, and I said, hey, cleaning lady, just give me 5 and stick the rest of them in my water bed. That was in 1988, and I've been sleeping on a bed of made rights ever since. I love them, I love them, I love them. Sometimes instead of taking my insulin shots, I have my nurse blend up a bunch in the blender of that loose meat, and then she just ejects it straight into my bloodstream. Man, oh man, when she pulls that needle out, I feel like I can suit up a linebacker and go against Michigan. Made right sandwiches. I love them, I love them, I love them.
That is the late
about that.
Jim Zobel and his love of made rights. Taylor's made rights, one of our choices. AD, what comes to mind for you?
It's baseball for me. Yeah, okay. Growing up, that was where the state baseball tournament was. So it'll always be baseball, I think.
It's probably baseball for me, but I am overly influenced by Andy's obsession with the made rights in Marshalltown. Our most recent RV TV trip there, we had some bad weather while we were there, but...
Oh, yeah, like a hellacious tornado-looking storm. Yeah, poor Marshalltown always seems like it's in the eye of that. That Zeno's Pizza is really good, too. They brought us some
of that. I have not had that.
Oh, it's delicious. It's really good. It's an old-time, like, town square pizza parlor.
I need to try that. What's the next town so we can get started on tomorrow? Where do you want to go next?
Pella? Should we do that?
Yeah,
sure. Why not?
Pella, we could do.
Okay.
I mean, there should be a size limit first. Right? RV TV towns, Pella.
Yeah, we've had three so far, right? Yeah, Fort Dodge, where we had the blood drive, Marshalltown, where we had the storm, and where Hassel threw a shot on the wall, and we almost got our ass kicked and had
was
to.
Was that same year? Yeah, I guess that was that same.
No,
year.
No, that was a different year. It was a different year.
Yeah,
Marshalltown.
We may have been to Marshalltown 3 times for RV TV.
Maybe. Yeah. Good. Good place. Nice people there, but the weather.
Oh, you had some bad rain the one year I did not stay.
Yeah, Ed had to leave and go back. It was beyond really bad rain. Yeah. They almost called Chuck Bruce in. That's how bad it was. All right, so Pella is up next. The Olympics have started. This surprises some people because the opening ceremony is Friday night, but Team USA played softball last night. This game was going on as I was leaving work. The United States had taken the lead, eventually defeated Italy in softball, but in a shocker, the United States national women's team lost to Sweden 3-0. The U.S. is the gold medal favorite, Andy.
Yeah, defending World Cup champs, but Sweden beat them in the Olympics the last time, right?
I think
in 2016, they knocked them out in medal contention.
Yeah, it cost them the bronze medal.
It's more interesting this way, isn't it? I mean, if they just cruise through, nobody gives them any credit. Nobody really pays attention. You know, this way there's some drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry that these Olympics are going to be short on drama, like non-COVID drama, you know, real drama, like sports drama.
Yeah.
And I would like to see, it's more fun when one of our teams goes in there with a chip on its shoulder.
Well, this certainly was an attention getter for them. I did not see the highlights. So up in northern Japan is the only place where there are, and some of the soccer stadiums are going to allow up to 50% capacity.
There were zero fans.
So this was one of the places where there were no fans.
Yeah, really weird to see it. I mean, it looks like they're practicing. You know, it's this really big facility and really, really nice. It's round, you know, all the way around. So no matter what camera angle they have, you can see the empty seats behind them. And then quiet. You know, Sweden scores and it's just crickets. I mean, you can hear the individual players on the field shouting in Swedish.
No, they're not pumping in crowd noise.
Not really. I mean, there's a little bit of ambient noise that you can tell is kind of manufactured, but it's clear that there are no fans there.
Yeah, NBC is not going to add any fake noise, but they are taking the international feed that all broadcasts. So whatever's being put in by the International Olympic Committee and that in the primary feed, they're just going to go with that and turn up the NAT sound mics extra loud. The 2032 Olympics, 11 years from now, that's going to Brisbane, Australia.
Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane. Have you been to Brisbane?
I have not. Okay. I've been to the cities around it, but not Brisbane.
Australia. No. Brisbane, Australia beats out no one. That was the only country to bid on the Olympics.
It's a long way out. 2032.
That's a long way
out. I mean, that's 11 years.
It is like more than a decade.
That's a pretty big city, and that's probably a pretty good spot to have it. But I don't know. I mean, when they book these games and it has a different digit in it that you're not currently on, like the 2030s, that's so far in the distance. I'm like, okay, you know, tap me on the shoulder when we're 2 years out.
I remember thinking Tokyo 2020 was so far away, and here we are. And by the way, we have to pretend that it's 2020 during these entire Olympics because they made so much merchandise and put it on so many things that everything still says Tokyo 2020 in 2021. We had that with the Euro 2020 as well, which just seems stupid. Let's get some more. If you really want more.
More brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, BetRivers.com. We love Bet Rivers. And they love more, and they're going to get it right now. Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, man. Yeah, mustard's like the that. Choice.
Yeah, right, okay. So there is a survey conducted by a hot dog maker called Applegate. Apparently they make high-end hot dogs. Okay. Surveyed 2,000 Americans. It's one of those surveys, too, that you start reading along with it, and you're like, no, wait a minute. Who did they survey? Where was this conducted?
Yeah.
And you really start to have some questions. But going along, at first, it's just fine. It delves into the personality differences between hot dog and hamburger lovers. Hot dog lovers are more likely to be picky eaters, single taskers, and extroverts. Hamburger lovers were found to be more open-minded, kinder, and get more laughs.
Come on.
Well, and what did they do? Okay, how many of you will eat one and not the other? Because most people would just say, well, I like both.
Yeah, and how
who
do you
likes one of those and
how
not
do you
the
determine
other?
Who's an extrovert based on their answer?
I don't know. I guess you ask a whole bunch of questions. It's one of the few people that will stay on the phone with the survey taker for a while, which, you know, there's something wrong with those people because nobody you know does that anymore. Although it's the subject of constant debate, it seems that most people do agree that both burgers and hot dogs are sandwiches. It's a hot dog sandwich. In fact, according to the survey conducted by Applegate, 70% say that a hot dog is a sandwich and that a sandwich is any food between two pieces of bread.
I don't think that's the conclusion our listeners came to. I think they said it's something different.
They just it's
a hot dog.
Just not a sandwich.
It's a taco.
I don't know that I can define sandwich, but I know one when I see one.
What do you put in the bowl first, cereal or milk?
Always cereal. Who would put milk in first?
A bunch of crazy people.
Who would put milk in at all?
Oh, yeah, that's Andrew's thing. Yeah. Andrew and my son, Eddie. He doesn't want any milk on a cereal.
Boy.
Yeah, it's very strange. Okay, so now get this, though. As for how folks prefer to eat their hot dogs, 75% put their condiments on first before adding the hot dog.
That makes more sense. But to me, it's not pleasing aesthetically. I mean, I understand it's going to be neater if you put the condiments in the bun and the hot dog on top, but I want to see them.
But 75%?
No way.
Well, I've never considered doing that. I think it's fine. You know, I would eat it, but you always have the hot dog on first.
I would only do that if I had the bun and the condiments and I was like waiting for the hot dog to be, you know, for somebody to pull it off the grill. And it's like, if I'm just kind of standing here with nothing to do, sure, then I'll put the ketchup and mustard on.
Let's get this thing ready.
Passive-aggressively telling the hot dog cooker to hurry up.
Yeah,
Dogs. So let's turn this into a quickie poll and see what our listeners think.
When do you add the condiments to a hot dog or hamburger? After the meat is on the bun, before adding the meat, before on a burger but after on a hot dog, or after on a burger but before on a hot dog?
All right, I'm going to go first. I'll say I do try to add them before on the burger because... The tomato and the pickles squish out and fall down if you don't put them below the burger patty. I've tried to train myself into doing that. And the lettuce, too. I will put ketchup up on top of the burger, but I try to put everything else below.
Yeah, I'm after the meat is on the bun.
Yeah, same here.
For
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
I think most people probably say that. And again, I'm just recently evolved.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
You got a system.
Not on a hot dog. I don't do that on a hot dog. I get that dog on there first, and if you know all goes wrong.
It has gone through my mind that it would make more sense to fill the canoe with a bunch of condiments than just slap the dog on top. But I want to see them.
And it's aesthetically, you put that kind of squiggly line of mustard across the top of that naked dog.
Yeah,
it just looks good. Hey, WHO 13 is returned to the Science Center of Iowa today for the first
time. Some science back in our lives.
First time since the start of the pandemic. You know, we've been away from there. We were actually broadcasting our newscast there for a while. But
Dan Winters from the Jungle Room.
Yeah, Jody Long was there in the morning too. Megan Salwa was back over there, and the Science Center has got the WHO 13 meteorologist there again, so all the kids can crowd all around him, mug for the camera.
Correct their age. No, I'm 5 and a half.
Yeah. How old are you? Yeah, that's Ed is the king of that. How old are you, buddy? I'm 5. Says he's 5. Well, oh, no, I'm sorry. 5 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes him go back and say it over again. This ripped right out of the Des Moines Register. Alliant Energy plans to plant 1 million trees in Iowa and Wisconsin over the next decade, part of the electric utility's efforts to reduce the effects of carbon dioxide emissions. It will plant at least half of the trees in Iowa, representing each customer it serves. Iowans will first see the utility's efforts in the state's urban areas, a welcome investment in Cedar Rapids and other cities and towns rebuilding tree canopies that were decimated by the derecho that ripped through the state last August. Still hasn't been a year since all that happened, but Cedar Rapids only recently finished cleaning up after that sucker.
It does feel like once they're cleaned up, there'll be something else to clean up.
Just another wreck. Yeah, we have a lot of natural disasters coming our way. The trailer for Jackass Forever. Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's out.
But I'll watch
Andrew,
this
did you see
movie.
This? You checked it out,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch this movie.
It is funny. Johnny Knoxville's hair is gray. Like, really gray. It hasn't fallen out, though. Somehow these guys are still alive. Johnny Knoxville has been out on a publicity tour, and on Jimmy Kimmel, he told the story of how one time, while doing a stunt for Jackass, he broke his tip.
I was trying to backflip a motorcycle, and I let go of it coming off the ramp, and it goes 20 feet in the air, and I fall on my back, and it turns into a missile and comes down and breaks its handlebars off in my crotch.
How does one recover from a broke Johnny Rocket?
Very surgery and very slowly. Had to catheter for 3.5 years after that twice a day.
So I take it you are retiring.
No, I had 2 kids after that.
Jeez. Catheter for 3 years?
Man, and this
oh my God.
This has the potential to make me uncomfortable seeing him as what now looks to be at least a middle-aged man doing some of these stunts.
Yeah, he's about 50. He gets a bull, tosses him up, charges him, and he acts like a magician in a bull ring because they hear that bulls hate magic. And the bull comes after him and gets him with the horns and just flips him straight up and down. I guess it broke his wrist, broke his ribs, and gave him a concussion. He's in the hospital, but he thinks it was worth it. But yeah, there's some interesting looking he gets shot out of a cannon. There's some interesting looking stunts. U.S. life expectancy declined from 78.8 years in 2019 to 77.3 years in 2020. Researchers reported and COVID-19 deaths contributed to 73.8% of that decline. The report, based on provisional data from death and birth records for the year 2020, processed by the National Center for Health Statistics. It is the largest one-year drop since World War II.
I just lost a year off my life.
You did. Yeah, you're expected to die earlier. So if you got plans, you might want to move them up.
Yeah, I'll finish the show today.
The Florida Highway Patrol says a dump truck carrying cow manure collided with a semi-tractor trailer in Brevard County yesterday. Nobody was hurt in the crash, but it led to a spill on the roadway, causing a section to close while all the dung was cleaned up.
Jeez.
It's a messy scene.
It's rubbernecking. You go by there, keep your windows up.
I think you need to look to find out what happened. You just smell. General Motors has confirmed it'll reveal the all-new 2023 Chevy Corvette Z06 this fall. Now, it's moved to a mid-engine format. We know that. But details beyond that are thin. But the possibility and the speculation of it being all electric is out there. GM released a very vague video that ends with the line, "The streets will never sound the same." Of course, electric vehicles, very, very quiet. GM has said it'll introduce 30 new EVs by 2025, and it's only revealed a handful so far. And we'll end with this. Today's stupid criminal is a woman from Ohio who last week, with her 11-year-old child in the car, decided to test her faith in God. Her words, not mine. So
she's got an 11-year-old in the car, and she's testing her faith in God. I'm very hesitant where this is going.
Her life had things had she had been having trouble lately, but was going to put her faith in God, and so she drove 120 miles an hour down a road. And there's a video of this. Ran straight through a red light, and takes the whole front end off another car that's coming through the intersection on the green light. Hits just a little bit of it, shears the front end off. That driver was okay, but then this car went and crashed into another car and hit a utility pole. She did survive and was unapologetic. She said maybe she thinks the whole thing was a success and that it helped renew her faith. Very nearly killed multiple people. Surely getting dropped by the insurance company, especially after hearing that part of it.
So this is a person whose mindset is, if I drive 200 miles an hour the wrong way on the interstate, I'm just going to, instead of it being looked
either at. Either God will protect me, or if God cares about me, he will protect me.
Why wouldn't she look at it as, God has given me the ability to make decisions. I'm going to try to make the right decision. Not, I'm gonna test my faith by seeing if I kill somebody.
That would make a lot more sense. Video, this car just comes flying through like a bullet.
Jesus take the wheel.
Well, she didn't kill anybody, so I don't know. I mean, she you can kind of see her forming her argument or whatever, but I don't know. So anyway, that is your more, everybody.
That's a disturbing one to end on. Well, back with Throwdowns.
8221.
It's time for Throwdowns on the Murph and Andy Show.
All right, let's throw it down. Andy, an estimated 60,000 people were in the Deer District celebrating the Bucks championship last night. This morning, some of Dan Patrick's staff thought it looked like a great time, while others worried about being overcrowded and not having access to a toilet. Does celebrating in a crowd of 60,000 people sound like fun to you?
Yeah, it does. In a situation like that, where it's been that long, and, you know, those are faithful fans that have just kind of had to hang in there for a long time, and it's been, you know, the city of Milwaukee has had a rough go over the last year. They really have. A lot of reasons to celebrate. That's a good town for a party anyway. Summerfest is amazing. I would want to be a part of that. If it's every year, I can imagine getting your fill of that pretty quickly, but I'm all in on this year.
It doesn't sound appealing to me. The idea of it sounds appealing, but the actual following through thought at my age, too, no, I don't want to be mixed up in this. And it is, the main reason is, I do not see enough porta potties there. I'm not peeing down my leg. I don't want anybody else peeing on me.
Okay, yeah, but there are cars and buildings.
I don't want to...
You just go behind one of those.
I don't want to be panicked. There's too many people to get in there, to feel like... And then it gets in my head. It's like the start of a movie where I'm thinking, oh, the movie's 3 hours long. Gosh, I better use the bathroom right now. I hope I don't have to go during an important scene. That makes you have to go. I'm going to spend all my time worried about the bathroom in there. No, thank you.
Murph, we talked a lot about what a championship would do for Chris Paul's legacy, but what about the other side? How much is Chris Paul's legacy hurt by the fact that he has not won an NBA title?
I don't know that it's hurt, because I think most people gained respect for him and he enhanced his legacy with what he's done in Phoenix, but it's not fully realized. I mean, he would have gained a lot by winning a championship, and now he's the guy who's on four different teams that blew 2-0 leads. I mean, and I don't think he's ever going to win a championship. I don't see the Suns or... I know there's a chance he joins up with the Lakers next year, so it's possible, but he's going to be 38. I think he's just going to be one more great player who just wasn't able to win a title.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of legacy he really has, or that it changed at all. It was just kind of reinforced. He's a really good player who could not, even though, you know, at the position of point guard, they're kind of expected to pilot a team up over the hump. He could never do that. And he had a whole bunch of different characters around him and some really legitimate chances to get it done. And he just didn't. I don't know that it's his fault, but he's certainly not getting any credit for doing anything more than I think we've already seen him do.
Andy, Jeffrey Bezos went to space yesterday. Kind of. He went up really high, floated around a bit before coming back to Earth about 10 minutes after taking off. What do you consider the minimum requirements for saying one has been to space?
I think you have to be in the dark. You know, it's got to be like darkness all around you. I feel like you have to go somewhere. You know, now we're not to the point where you can just like go up, touch space, come back down again. You have to like either go to the moon or fly around the moon or fly around the Earth. Or you have to go to the space station and dock and like get out. You have to be there long enough to say, well, here I am in space. And then, you know, maybe eat some of that freeze-dried ice cream or something. You have to do something in space, not just go up there, touch the ceiling, and then fall back down.
I agree. This doesn't seem like space to me. I realize they got weightlessness, but I also realize they can do that for Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible by, like, sucking all the air out of the room or something. This just doesn't feel like space. They need to go up there where they leave Earth's atmosphere, and it's suddenly pitch black out, and the Earth just seems like this little marble out the window. That's space to me. This doesn't feel like space. And, you know, Bezos, you're welcome on behalf of the Murphy family for sending you up into space with our constant purchases.
Pulls up on Twitter at Murph_Andy. Who won Throwdowns? Was it Murph or was it Andy?
It's hour one of the Murph and Andy Show. We are back on the other side with the 2 p.m. trend here on 1460 KXNO and 106.3 FM.